531. Three shipping containers are being set up at Mount Smart Stadium to be filled with donations for Tongan families. The Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee is organising the relief effort, and the gates opened at 9 o'clock this morning. We cross live now to Mount Smart to speak with Melino Maka, one of our community leaders and a member of the relief committee, to find out how things are going on the ground there. Good morning, Malo Elele, Melino, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning.
Malo Vozo, thank you for the opportunity. Tonga has invaded Mount Smart. It looks like that we actually Tonga Mount Smart for the time being.
It looks like the Marchetti down there, does it?
I think more than the Marchetti.
Yes.
We're trying to organize people's efforts for their loved ones. But we're also trying to manage that, because it's quite tense, because with the traffic from 7:30 this morning, that entrance from Oruk Road to Mount Smart, there's about two rows of cars. So when I got in this morning, and there seems to be a little bit of confusion, but we manage the stuff now. That I think at the moment it's about over 100 vehicles in the space that we allow them to pack their food for the family. And the challenge that we have to do is to sort them out into like districts. So Tongatapu, we've got three districts. And Ewa, and then also Hapai, and they have two in Bava'u and Niwas. So what we are trying to do is get people's they look stressed, because they want to get their the stuff they send into Tonga, make sure this is there. But we have to make sure that we save the COVID-19 protocols, because we don't want to getting all this stuff and end up having another problem to our families in Tonga. So it's quite it looks like it's more than Otara Market.
Wow. What is your advice to people who might be sitting in their cars listening in now? There might be a little bit of frustration building up. Maybe the queue is slow.
Yeah.
What is your advice, please, Melino?
Please be patient. And if you need to, those waiting in the cars a long time, if you want some water, try to contact us so we can send up the water for those, because it's quite start getting hot at the moment. But we're doing our very best in under the current environment to move things along. So, but it is, we anticipate the, like today. So today and tomorrow is going to be really big at the moment. But we have about 6 containers at the moment. We haven't loaded it, as I mentioned before, because we wait until we sort it out, because we don't want to mix the stuff, because we want to make sure that the stuff called the Tongatapu is a container dedicated for Tongatapu. Stuff go to Hapai and so forth. So please be patient. And if anybody want any information, you want to contact me, just to see how if the queue is eased off, just give me a call. My number is 0275-635-466, and I really appreciate the support from our Pacific families, neighbors, and also the people of New Zealand in general, because the donation is amazing. People are coming in and drop goods and other items, but everything that we receive, we really appreciate it.
Now, Melino, what's the process? Once people get to the front of the queue, will there be someone there? Do they have to choose a queue to join? Because it sounds like you've got three separate, two containers going to three separate areas. Yeah. How does it work when you get to the front there?
No, it's as soon as a space in the queue is available, take it, please take it, because don't leave the rest of the organizing the loading to us, because we have a system take place of that. We want to do is to make sure that they bring their stuff and we process it as soon as possible and then let them go. And, you know, the organizing it and loading it, that's a challenge for us. We have some experience on doing that. You know, and you know, just come as soon as the space available, that we're going to let them in and so they can fill their stuff and let them go in.
And how much stuff can they give? A big shopping trolley that you would do at a supermarket?
We have a system. We ask them to get a 44 gallon drum or a 200 liters container. And we estimate that those container is about value of about between $500 and $600, and we estimate that that container will last them up to 6 weeks. And what we allow one 44 gallon drum per family, but you know our Pacific people, sometimes two families or three families live in one household. Then we allow to have a coin. Because all those records will be going to Tonga, and not only give it to the government of Tonga, but we also give it to the district officers, town officers, you know, so they get, everything we want to do is to be more transparent.
Right. What about families who are wanting to donate specifically to their own families, or is everything going to be pulled together and it's going to be divided equally once it hits the ground?
Yeah. Our first priority is what we call is family to family, and that's where we allow them to have one family send 44 gallon drum to their family, and if they have two families in that area, we allow to drum. And there's also other food donated by some of the Samoa community here, some of the Cook Island community, and some of the public in general. We have to get that in a container, and the plan that we send them to Tonga, to the National Disaster Management Office. But we also want some of the town officers to involve in the distribution, so that that will actually save some of the families that don't have any family from New Zealand. So we cover our track, you know, and it's also, we don't want the other family to feel that they no one actually care about it.
Now, Melino, we've just had someone who is sitting in the queue at the moment call in, and they're asking whether you have any spare drums.
There's drums here, but we also ask people, because there's a lot of demand for drums. But so far we have drums here, but it's if you have your own drum, it's even better. Yeah? But we ask people that they have to pack it on site. Yeah, they have to pack it on site. You know, so I think at the moment we still have a few drums we can give people, but if you have your own drums, it's even better.
Much faster if you've got your own drum. Melino Maka, we're unfortunately running out of time, but we do appreciate you taking the time out of what sounds like very, very busy there at Mount Smart Stadium. Thank you so much, Toko. Good luck for the rest of today as well as tomorrow. What time does it close today?
We go to, I think it's about between 5 and 6, but the way we're looking at people coming, it will be here till sundown.
Yes. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes. It starts again at 9 o'clock.
Wonderful. Melino Maka, just final words of advice for our Tongan community. And if it has to be in Lea Tonga, do say so for those who are sitting in their cars now.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's how busy Melino is. If you are sitting in your car now, Melino is, they are advising you to be patient. He said earlier that if you need drinking water, do contact the people on the ground there at the stadium. And also, if you are at home and you're preparing to go down, get your own 44-gallon drum. It'll make things much easier. But at the moment, they do have drums, although it sounds like there is a limited number of those drums.